Landslide. Now. Police speculated that DeLon Andrews fell asleep at the wheel and hit the cemetery wall at 25 to 30 miles per hour. He suffered head injuries as well as the gunshot wounds, the one to his abdomen judged to be fatal. Complete autopsy and toxicology reports were pending. Found in the dead man's pocket was a wallet containing a photo of his two sons, ages 4 and 2. This photo got a lot of screen time. The weapon Anthony DeMarco Jr. fired was not registered. It was not issued to him by Vigilant Security, the company where he is employed. Was employed. It appeared to have been illegally obtained. So far, it could not be traced. Anthony's court-appointed lawyer said her client didn't know about the car accident. Her client acted on what he saw, a menacing figure, a terrified neighbor. Her client had no further comments at this time. There was a new photo, Anthony being arraigned. He wore one of those orange jumpsuits, handcuffs, a stony-faced jailer on either side of him, as if they were guarding a dangerous criminal who might attempt escape at any moment. Nella studied his face, trying to recognize anything in it. His deep-set eyes and full lips had slipped beneath a veil. A screen had gone up between him and the world, and Nella couldn't see in. She wondered if he could see out. Zooming in, she could just make out the scar over his left eye. Did handcuffs hurt?
For the love of God, what was that kid doing with a gun?
Dad swore under his breath.
He needs a good lawyer,
Mom said.
But how will they ever afford that?
Dad was home from visiting Nani. The smell of the hospital clung to him. Strong soap, gross food. After a visit there, he spoke the foreign language of doctors. He used mysterious abbreviations and quoted numbers and scores on tests. Dad tried to sound like an authority, but Nella could tell. He was just repeating what they told him. Nobody, maybe not even the doctors, could predict what Nani's brain was going to do. Mom looked so tired. When she frowned, she got a wrinkle that came to a point just above her nose, like the marking on some exotic bird.
His bail's sky high,
Dad said.
They'll never be able to post it.
Vinny climbed into Mom's lap.